This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tagovailoa is not a NFL quarterback, or at least in his mind, that he would not pick Tua Tagovailoa. And the answer was yes. Joe Theismann said that.
Yep. I hadn't heard anybody question Tua's arm strength.
No.
Until Joe Theismann did.
I didn't agree with
look,
that.
I think he's right about Phillip Rivers and that he's done there. And again, when I've watched Tua, I've only thought, okay, this guy, if healthy, is going to be good.
Yeah.
But when Joe says it, look, he knows arm strength. If he says Tua's arm strength is a little rubber bandish, I think you
but
better.
But wasn't that his strength, though? Like, I mean, his athleticism, clearly, to avoid people. I mean, he's not an option quarterback. He's not a run-pass option guy. I mean, he's a thrower.
I feel like you got a big arm or you don't. And most
right.
of the eye test tells you that. I always thought he had a big arm. But, again,
he's the guru. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so that was interesting. While we're on the subject of NFL, if you guys remember earlier this year, we had one of the challenges that I think people are still talking about, which was the hash brown chow down challenge by mm-hmm. Jason Smith.
I don't know that they're still talking about it.
The under over, the over under. I don't even remember. I think we put it at 25.5, mm-hmm. some ungodly number. You got to 5.5. Bradley Bozeman laughs at your effort. Bradley Bozeman started all 16 games for the Baltimore Ravens last year mm-hmm. on the offensive line. He's their starting left guard. There's a restaurant in Texas called the Big Texan. They have like a challenge. 110,000 people have done it. Only 9,827 have done it before Bradley Bozeman, the starting left guard, got involved. The challenge basically is you have to eat a 72-ounce steak. You have to eat a shrimp cocktail, baked potato, salad, and butter roll. You have to do that in 50 minutes. And he did. He did all of that. He ate a 4.5-pound steak, shrimp cocktail, baked potato, salad, and a butter roll in 50 minutes, man. That is insane.
That is crazy.
And you ate 5.5 hash browns. You know, when you think about it, you ain't no offensive lineman.
Again, John, it's much like, you know, it's much like when you promise to get a tattoo with Ken Pomeroy across your tail.
Yes.
Right, and that changes.
It does.
Right after James Wiseman.
Absolutely.
Leaves. What changed the game for me, quite possibly, is the stopping of smoking blacks. See, you understand? Yeah. I was on the blacks when
you
I tried
were.
That contest.
Oh, you think it would be different
yes.
now?
Oh, yeah. It'd be much different because as a man, I am ravenous now when it comes to all breads and foods. Again, the appetite level goes up
yeah.
when you're off
yeah.
the blacks. It's part of the reason why I now have a tire around my waist.
Jason,
or
are you smoking them black and miles this morning?
Because I'm eating everything, bro. Everything. You want to try me again?
No,
it's not going
to
happen.
I'd like to. No,
yeah, I bet you would.
I don't think it was about the black and miles. I think
it absolutely was.
It was a strategic. It was a strategic. You try to eat five on
a stack of five.
That was a mistake.
That was a strategic mistake. It wears out your mouth muscles, whatever that jaw muscle is in there.
Yeah, you're tired.
All that chewing. Absolutely.
Should have gone one at a time. It's less chewing. You wouldn't be tired by the time you get through five.
Yes. Yeah. No.
So I would approach that much differently. We won't do it. Because I'm not going to be set up for failure again.
I agree. No, we wouldn't do that. Now, from a physical standpoint.
Next contest we do, you're going to be the fool. You're going to be the fool doing it.
The next contest is we're going to see how long you can tread water for. Because you said you could tread water for 3 days.
Well, you've added to that story as well. I don't believe I told
you
3 days.
How long did you say you could do it?
I think I said 24 hours or whatever it was to get what? We were talking about millions of dollars, weren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, something crazy.
All right, we're gonna drop you in the.
No, what we're gonna do is just get you to church.
We're going. Okay.
There you go.
Well, right
just
now
get
we don't.
Some real
we don't have any. We don't have any walls right now. As soon as we have walls, I'm back.
Oh, this guy. Okay.
But we're gonna drop you in the.
Mister, gonna drop do this all to Jason, but never do nothing to yourself.
Do you prefer the Pacific or the Atlantic? Which one?
I don't know that I've ever been to the Pacific, actually.
All right, so
I'm an Atlantic man.
We're gonna take him to the Atlantic.
Atlantic,
okay. And you get one, you get one day.
Oh wow,
one day treading water for $2 million. We'll get some advertising behind it.
I'd go for it for $2 million.
$2 million's a lot.
That's a lot of money. Life changing.
Anyway, Bradley Bozeman got a free meal and a T-shirt that read, "I ate it all."
It reminds me of when the old John Candy was trying to eat the old 96er.
Yeah.
Was that Uncle Buck or The Great Outdoors? I can't remember which movie that was.
I forget which one of those. Yeah. Those movies all blend together. The John Candy's all blend together.
I know those references. They just go right over y'all's heads.
No, I don't.
Was John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Yes, he was.
And Steve
Martin.
Good job.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I know about John Candy. Yeah. Rest in peace, though. R.I.P. to John.
You need to know more than that. He's a legend.
To John Candy.
Well, anyway, he had a heart attack probably, right? I don't know what happened to him. I shouldn't speculate.
He's on drugs.
John Candy was on drugs?
Yes.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, did
no?
he die?
No, you're getting him mixed up with Belushi and Farley.
Candy was just a deal where he was working too hard.
And he had a heart attack. Nothing was going on with that brother.
I was thinking about Belushi.
He was 43 years old and died of a heart attack.
His thing was, I watched the special on him. He overworked himself.
Yeah.
Like, I apologize to massive John Candy. Human.
I don't want to put anything. He was definitely not.
Who else
want
to make a
John Candy, please continue to rest in peace. John's going to quit disturbing you.
I apologize.
Well, you tweeted him too with a hashtag.
But Belushi was on drugs.
Yeah, you're getting mixed up with Farley and Belushi.
Yeah. Anyway, congrats to Bradley Bozeman and congrats to Jason.
Way to go. Big lineman, man.
Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
I know y'all watching these Grizzlies-Lakers, which y'all can hear right here on 92.9 FM ESPN starting at 9:30. It's a 9:30 tip tonight. I am curious, though, and I'll be out at Hope Church tonight for Marriage Madness. That's happening as well. I am curious, though. Either one of y'all watching the Bronze Bomber versus the Gypsy King this weekend?
Wilder Fury.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the pay-per-view on Saturday night.
There was a time in this country where a heavyweight fight, man, we would run to it, pay-per-view, and maybe it ended with Tyson. Yeah. Maybe it ended after Lennox Lewis. Maybe some of us went through there. But it just doesn't – I realize the first fight, this one was good in this rematch. But I'm with John. Like, I'm not drawn to it. I've seen ESPN trying to pump it up. They're not even going to face off of each other at the weigh-in or whatever because it's so tense.
Right.
I'm not as into it as I used to be. It's lost something.
It has.
That said, this could end up being a very good fight, and I could be on the outside looking in. I mean, everything you look at, this is going to be a brawl.
Yeah.
Fury has said he's not cutting weight because he's standing.
Really?
He's intending to not box tonight, but just slug. And if they're doing that, man, watch out because Wilder, he can knock you the freak out fast.
So you know what?
He put him on his butt last time.
Wow.
Withdrawal.
My theory with the popularity decrease of boxing is the fact that there is no fight night. There has not been a new fight night video game released in 10 years.
That's true.
Well, it's a lot of there's that, and there's the UFC.
Well, sure, yeah.
The rise of.
But I think like if there was a fight night game out, you just familiarize yourself with the fighters, like so you get to you care about. It's like FIFA. You know, like I do think video games help facilitate the popularity of a sport.
Some of it, especially with the young crowd.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
in terms of developing the new fans for that thing, that can help with that. Deontay Wilder's the kind of heavyweight we would have gotten behind years ago.
He's
charismatic. Yeah. He's knockout power.
Yeah.
You know, great American champion for the most part. And yet we still don't. So anyway, I'll have an eye on that, but not buying it.
I'm watching the Battle Hawks on Sunday afternoon.
There you go, St. Louis Battle Hawks.
And baseball this weekend, spring training has started. It's this weekend. They start playing games in spring training, at least.
Yes, and I will be at Houston, Memphis tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so it should be a fun weekend. That's going to do it for us today. As always, the Jason and John Show is presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Aki Collins. Thanks to Ben Golliver. Thanks to Van Lathan. Thanks to Joe Theismann, Giannotto, and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spencer here from ATC Fitness. Let me tell you about the most popular membership offered in the Mid-South. The ATC Fitness Premium Membership is not only just a great price at $25 a month, you get access to all 18 ATC Fitness locations and the best option for a massage on the market today. The Hydro Massage Lounges are a great way to relax, refresh, and recover with warm jets that move up and down your body. Come in for a free demo or go online at atcfitness.com and sign up today. ATC Fitness, locally owned. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Put on your best boogie shoes and get down to the Fitz for KC and the Sunshine Band. Saturday, February 29th, only at Fitz Casino and Hotel.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If one of your kids had a toothache, who would you call? A plumber?
Oh, yeah. I see the problem. It's a molar way back there. I think I can get it with this plunger.
Of course not. You'd want to talk to someone who specializes in your specific situation. And when it comes to marketing for your business, it's exactly the same thing. When you make a...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.